Let's talk about this. All right. So yesterday we were doing the Sefer Yireyim, Shita Sefer Yireyim, that the din of Oneg Shabbos is actually Minat Torah, and it's not really learned from Sefer Yechezkel. It's just that it was brought out by the Navi. And we find this from time to time in the Gemara, that they'll say that really it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, Vas Mechinu Akra, or that the Nevi'im came up and wrote it. It's a very big Chiddush. I really don't know why the Sefer Yireyim says it. I'm not sure why he says that Oneg Shabbos is D'oraisa. I'm not sure what motivated him. But nevertheless, that is a major shita in the Rishonim. Again, the Sefer Yireyim was one of the major Balei HaTosfos, and apparently he held that Oneg Shabbos is D'oraisa, and it's based on Halacha Moshe Misinai. That's his shita. Okay, then we brought up that clearly this was not, I believe, the Yireyim's Rebbe was the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. He learned by the original yeshiva of the Balei HaTosfos was set up by the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. I always said, I don't know if I told you this before, I said if there was any Seder table in the history of Judaism, not counting one in which the Korban Pesach was consumed, because obviously those win the day, but if there was a post Beis HaMikdash Seder table that I would want to be at, it would definitely be Rashi's Seder. Saying, obviously, what about this great rabbi, that one? No, Rashi's Seder would be the best one by far, because, you know, you have the Zaidi, he's running this, trying to run a Seder, you have Rashi, and you have, you know, his daughters were very great scholars, and then you have their husbands, and then you have the grandkids, and they just scream, Grandpa doesn't know what he's talking about. It's like, what about Dagomar over there? What about Dagomar over there? And you have, like, these Chutzpin Yak, Rabbeinu Tam, and Rashbam, and they're like, and all the other Balei HaTosfos who have come from Rashi, they're all just like, oh, Zaidi's losing it. You know, but it would definitely be a very festive Seder table, to say the least. Anyway, so you have, but here also, Rabbeinu Tam and Rashbam, when they were the Rebbeim of Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, the author of the Yireyim, and they write, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't write this, but he's quoted by the Ran, where it says, because of Rabbeinu Tam, the Nashim Chayavos Begimel Seudos, V'chein Nami Livtsoa Al Shtei Kikaros, She'afein Hayu Ba'oso Anes. Right? It says that, why are women Chayav in Shalashudis? Why are they Chayav to eat three meals? Because they were also in the Nes. What Nes? Nes Hamon. They were considered in the Nes of the Mon. The Ein Sorech, and it says the Ran, why do you need to come on to this? There's no need. Shebechol Maisa Shabbos Ish VeIsha Shavin Kedi Alfinan MiZachar VeShamor. Right, we have a hekesh between Zachar and Shamor. As sheyeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'zachira. Uvechlal ze have kol chiyuve Shabbos, and based on this includes all of the chiyuvim of Shabbos. Really, is that true? All the chiyuvim of Shabbos are included in Zechira? So it's possible that the Ran is actually agreeing with the Yireyim. It's possible the Ran, why am I saying this? Why would I say the Ran agrees with the Yireyim?
Rames' D'oraisa, which would be the Oneg's D'oraisa, which would mean you have to fit in with Shamram Zachor.
Right, meaning... What do you mean by that? Meaning that so Zachor Shamor we say are the losaseis of Shabbos, right? So women are definitely included in the losaseis of Shabbos, but they might also be included in the assays of Shabbos. So comes the Hekish and teaches us they are included in Zachor, right? They're included in the assay of Kiddush, maybe Havdalah. According to the Rambam, it's Havdalah, right? So they're included in that as well. So says the Ran, and that also includes all the Chiyuvei Shabbos. Mehechetesi, to say that includes all the chiyuvim of Shabbos. What? If Oneg Shabbos is a chiyuv derabbanon, would you think that definitely would mean that? Oh, since it says zachor and women are included in zachor, they're included in the derabbanons of Oneg and Kavod. Would you necessarily say that? I wouldn't necessarily say it. So for starters, this is assuming, what I'm saying right away, assumes that the mitzvah of Gimel Seudos B'Shabbos is included in Oneg Shabbos, right? We saw that in the Rambam. So we'll discuss further. If you looked at the Makoros I just gave out an hour ago, so there's two possible sources for the mitzvah of Seudos Shabbos. But for today, let's assume that the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos includes the chiyuv to eat three meals. So Oneg Shabbos, assuming it's the Rabbanan, is also subsumed under the larger category of Zachor.
Didn't we say the Rambam holds
that? Oh. So for starters, you could say, yeah, no problem, because Rav Soloveitchik's opinion in the Rambam, right, Rav Soloveitchik said in the Shirim Lezecher Abba Marizal, that really, it's Shabbos is one huge package, right? Everything is subsumed under the mitzvah of Zachor and the mitzvah of Shamor, and although Kavod and Oneg are only Midivrei Kabbalah, they only come from the Navi, but they still count under the package of Zachor and Shamor, just like, for example, he goes so far as to say the takana of muktzah. What's muktzah? Muktzah is an invention midrabbanon that has no relationship to the 39 malachas at all. Right? This is a problem that we have because we want to teach our kids not to violate Shabbos, but we can't get so technical as to quickly go over all 39 malachas with them and all the dinim derabbanon and also explain to them the concept of muktzah. So you say, why can't you do this on Shabbos? It's muktzah, right? Or somebody was doing the opposite. Over Shabbos, I forgot what they were talking about. I forgot exactly what the issue was, but it was, hachana for after Shabbos, right? Hachana for after Shabbos is an issur derabbanan. You're not supposed to prepare something on Shabbos that has no use on Shabbos at all. It'll only be used after Shabbos, right? So that's why we're rude at Shalashudas and we don't really clean up after ourselves. Right, obviously the first two Shabbos meals we do clean up after ourselves, right? But Shalosh Shudas, we don't clean up after ourselves because we're rude. Why are we rude? So we're not really being rude. We're just the only reason we'd be cleaning up after ourselves, we're going to Daven Maariv in 2 minutes, right? So why do we want to clear the table? Because when we come back from Maariv, we don't want to come back to a dirty table. We'd rather take care of it now. So we want the table to be clean after Shabbos.
What?
No, so that for sure is not a problem. I'm saying, and anytime, here's the shaila. What about Shabbos lunch? Washing the dishes Shabbos lunch. So, on one hand, you know, you could say, well, when am I going to use these dishes next? Next Friday night. On the other hand, I don't want to have a house full of dirty dishes. So really, that depends on the person. If the reason you're washing the dishes is, why not take care of it now when I have more free time and I don't want to have to take care of it after Shabbos, so that you're not allowed to do. If the reason is because it's going to bother you to have all these dirty dishes sitting in the sink, so then you can wash them now. If you can hide them, so that's an even better eitzah. Sometimes you hide them in the oven, right? If the oven is off, not if the oven is on. So if the oven is off, you can hide your dirty dishes in the oven. And then you could deal with them after Shabbos, but sometimes it depends on the Baal HaSabayis. Sometimes she's going to know that they're in there and it's going to bother her anyway. I know that there's a bunch of dirty dishes sitting in the oven and that's just not where they belong, So it depends on the person. If you're the type of person that it's actually helping you enjoy today more to know that you did the dishes, so then it's not hachana. If it's not, then it's hachana. It depends on the personality. So I overheard one of the girls saying to the other girl, you were mechallel Shabbos, right? You were mechallel Shabbos. You were preparing for after Shabbos. Now, mechallel Shabbos refers to someone who does melacha on Shabbos, right? Saying that's it's not a malacha. It's an issur derabbanan based on kavod Shabbos, oneg Shabbos. You're not supposed to be thinking about the weekday. Either we could say that it's a din kavod, a din oneg. We'll get back to that, right? But it's not a malacha to prepare for after Shabbos. On Shabbos, not a malacha. You're not mechalel Shabbos. So that's also, why did she say it that way? Because she wanted to say, anytime you violate any aspect of Shabbos, that's called mechalel Shabbos. It's easier that way just to deal with it. Than to categorize everything. So when we tell the little kids, don't do this, we say, why? It's muktzah. Right? Is it muktzah? It's not muktzah. It's a malacha. Right? Why didn't you drive a car on Shabbos? It's muktzah. Right? True story. A friend of mine he doesn't teach in DRS anymore, but he used to. So he was teaching the bottom 10th grade Hilchos Shabbos class. So he said to the guys, first day, he wanted to introduce them to the 39 malachas. So he said, how come you're not allowed to drive a car on Shabbos? It's muktzah, right? The guy said it's because it's muktzah. So he gave a whole shiur on the concept of malacha versus muktzah, and says the reason you don't drive a car on Shabbos is nothing to do with muktzah. It's not muktzah. I mean, it happens to be the car itself is a muktzah, but it's because of a different type of muktzah called kalisha malachto le'iser, right? But that's, he's saying it's nothing to do with muktzah. Car is muktzah. And then he was saying it's malacha. It's a question which malachas you could possibly violate by driving a car, how you translate the malachas of the Mishkan into the modern times, etc. So you go have the whole arichas. So at the end of the whole shiur, a guy raises his hand and says, Rabbi, I don't understand this. Are you trying to tell me I'm allowed to drive a car on Shabbos? So he didn't catch the gist of the main point. He just understood that, oh, car, not muktzah. Okay, must be mutter. So what else is there? So basically, in the end, the idea is that there's muktzah, which is a derabbanan invention, no relationship to the malachas. There's gzeros, there's malachas derabbanan, but there's muktzah is a new thing that the rabbanan said. We just want you to separate yourself on Shabbos from these types of items, which really are of no use to your Shabbos. And we want you to focus solely on those items which do have a focus on Shabbos, do have a functionality on Shabbos. So there's klisha malachta le'isser, which is items that you would possibly use for a malacha. We don't want you to deal with those items. There's mukta machmas gufo, which is non-kalim. What do you need rocks for on Shabbos? I mean, we know what you need them for, but the Chazal weren't so smart like we are. So they didn't see any use for rocks on Shabbos, right? And what do you need? There's muktzah machmas kasar and kiss. What are you taking an expensive painting off the wall for and moving it around? That's not a Shabbos activity. Leave the fancy things where they are, and you'll deal with them during the week. You don't have to deal with them on Shabbos. It's not going to enhance your Shabbos in any way to deal with these fancy, fragile items that you don't like when people touch, right? Whatever kinds of muktzah machmas mius, muktzah mach, you know, whatever types of muktzah you could talk about. So Chazal wanted to separate. That cannot be Doraisa. It's impossible that it's Doraisa. Why is it impossible? Because it has no relationship to a Torah source. Right? There's no relationship to a Torah source whatsoever. Chazal invented it out of thin air, literally. Now, did they really invent it out of thin air? There's a din, Kavod Shabbos. Right? There's a din, Kavod Shabbos. There's a din, Oneg Shabbos. And Chazal were trying to define what constitutes Kavod Shabbos, what constitutes Oneg Shabbos. So Rav Soloveitchik wanted to say that even the dinim of Muktzah are subsumed within the concept of Shamor as Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. Right? In addition to the concept of Shmirah, you want to guard the Shabbos. One of the ways you guard the Shabbos is by derabbanan forms of malacha, derabbanan forms of muktzah, and things like that. Not only because we want to guard you from doing malacha, that's for sure, but that's real Shamaras Yom HaShabbos. I think everybody would agree that the gzeros surrounding the malacha d'oraisa, like for example, you can't carry, we drew our little pictures of the way the Talmudic houses looked in the times of the Gemara, right? So they said you can't carry from one Rishus HaYachad to another, and you can't carry in a Karmelis, which is not a real Rishus HaRabim Doraisa, lest you come to carry in a real Rishus HaRabim, right? So, right over here. Shkarech. Right, so here you have, this could be a Rishus HaRabim Doraisa, or it could be, it's not big enough to be a Rishus HaRabim Doraisa, it's only what we call halacha a Karmelis, which means we treat it like a Rishus HaRabim, but it's not really. These are the types of streets you can make an Eruv, what we call an Eruv, what we call the string, right? So that's you can make an Eruv over here. But in reality, this is only an Issur D'Rabbanan. So that, for sure, you could say that, I understand why that's subsumed under Shamor HaSiyom HaShabbos L'Kadosho, because they're trying to prevent you from doing real malachas d'oraisa. Right? But muktzah, even muktzah, because it's all about setting the tone of Shabbos, having Shabbos in both the positive and the negative be separated from the days of the week in every way possible that makes it special. So he says, therefore, even the din of muktzah. So if you learn like that, like you said, if you learn like that, so it's very shaykh that the Ran could be understanding like the Rambam and saying that, of course, Oneg Shabbos is the Rabbanan, and therefore, women would not necessarily be included in it, right? But nevertheless, women are included in all the mitzvot saseh and all the mitzvot lo saseh of Shabbos. And the Rabbanan invented new mitzvot. They invented three meals a day, or the Navi invented three meals a day. Still, the women are included in that. Why? because the style of this particular Takana de Rabbanan was to include every aspect of Shabbos under the guise of Zachor and Shamar. So anyone who's included in Zachor is included in all aspects of Zachor, even the Rabbanan form of Zachor. Anyone who's included in Shamar is included in the Rabbanan form of Shamar as well. Meaning nobody's going to suggest that women don't have to keep the laws of Muktzah, right? Shabbos is man grama, and therefore this is like a losasay based on Shabbos, so maybe they wouldn't have to keep it. No, of course they keep the losasays whether there's man grama or not zman grama. The assays are different, so maybe the Zachor Doraisa they have to keep, like Kiddush, but the Zachor Derabanan they don't have to keep. So maybe they don't have to keep three Seudos. So says the Ran, of course they do. So like we said, answer number one for the Ran could be that he's learning like Rav Soloveitchik's pshat in the Rambam, that all the Zachors, the way the Rabbanan established them, are that they that all the Zachors, whether the Doraisa or the Rabbanan, constitute one Shabbos package. It's one deal, one big Shabbos deal, and therefore, when they made the Takanas, they patterned them exactly after the Doraisas. Anyone who's included in the Doraisas of Shabbos, including the Derabbanans of Shabbos, including women, right? Because you have to remember, if you say that something is Derabbanan, then it doesn't necessarily have to keep the rules of the Doraisa that it's based on, right? In other words, if you say that, I'll give you an example. Tefillah, is Tefillah Doraisa or Derabbanan? Right? Is Tefillah Doraisa or Derabbanan? Well, it's... So the Rambam's opinion is that once a day, every day, it's Doraisa. To say some kind of Tefillah, of Shevach, Bakasha, Hodah, is Doraisa. According to the Ramban, Tefillah is either completely Derabbanan, or you could say that there is a concept of Tefillah Doraisa, but not once a day. It's only when there's what we call an Eis Tzara. Only when there's a difficult time in Klal Yisrael, so there's a chi of tefillah min haTorah during that time. But if it was not an Eis Tzara, there's no chi of the Oraisa of tefillah. So let me ask you this. Who is, practically speaking, who is Machai of women in tefillah more? The Rambam or the Ramban? Why do you say that? So yeah, the gut reaction is always to say, oh, well, if it's Doraisa, women are definitely chayiv in it, right? So it's actually not true, right? The Magen Avraham's stance on the Rambam is that since the Rambam holds tefillah's Doraisa once a day, every day, so women are included in that, that's not Zman Grama. Once a day, every day, for whatever reason, is not considered Zman Grama. And women are included in tefillah min haTorah, but the tefillah derabbanan that follows, since it wasn't based on a zman grama, it wasn't based on anything, it was just a new takana, women were never included in that. Right? However, the Ramban holds...
Why wouldn't they have been included in the new takana?
Because since the new tefillos included zmanim and stuff like that, so they were not included in that. Because there's a Gemara which says women are chayiv in tefillah because it's rachamim, because it's a relationship with Hashem, it's trying to arouse Hashem's mercy. So you would think that women would be potter because it's man grama. So it comes along the Gemara and says women are included. So if you're the Rambam, you could say, yeah, it means women are included in tefillah d'oraisa. Of course, meaning you would think that maybe since it's once a day, every day, not included. So the Rambam would say that women are included in tefillah d'oraisa. The Ramban says, no, the whole thing of davening every day, the whole thing is an invention in the Rabbanan. So when the Gemara says that women are included in tefillah, it means in the Rabbanans of tefillah. It means just like men are chayef to daven shachris, mincha, and marv, women are chayef to daven shachris, mincha, and maybe marv, whatever. That's a different discussion depending on what the status of marv originally was for everybody. Right, if Marv was once a reshus for everybody, and then the men accepted it as a chova, so then you could say women never accepted it as a chova, and they're not chayiv in Marv. If you say that different shot in Tfilas Arvus reshus, maybe women are chayiv to daven Marv. So if you end up paskening that it's the Rabbanan, so then you actually end up being mechayiv the women more than if it's Doraisa. The Magen Avraham says, where does this whole thing that women don't daven come from? I don't know. Single women, I think a lot, most single women daven. Some married women daven, some don't. Right, where did but in Europe, I don't think married women ever daven. So he's saying, why not? Why don't they daven? So Magen Avraham says, because they're relying on the Rambam. They're relying on the Rambam, and the Rambam basically holds you just have to have Shevach Bakosh Vodah. So women certainly have to say certain Birch Shachar, Birch Torah. So when they get through the basic brachos that they're mechuyev to say, they're Vada Yotze Tefillah Doraisa. So if you hold like the Rambam, then it's interesting that everyone always quotes that Magen Avraham. If you read the Magen Avraham, there's two parts. He says the Rambam Shita, then he says, many women who don't daven rely on that Rambam. And he says, but I think the Iker is like the Ramban. I think the Ramban is right. It's funny, everybody says, oh, why don't women daven? They always point to that Magen Avraham. But the Magen Avraham himself holds that women should daven twice a day. So at least, I think. I don't know.
It's a selective reading.
No, I mean, they're not. So when people say, oh, look in the Magen Avraham, what they mean is look in the Magen Avraham's explanation for why women don't daven, not that that's a Shita. You understand? So, okay. So getting back to this, what do we see from this Yesod? That if it's a Takana de Rabbanan, it really just depends who the Rabbanan included in the Takana. It doesn't necessarily have to follow the Daraisa pattern. You understand? If something is a brand new invention, midirabbanan, so it's shayach that women are potter, it's shayach that women are chayiv. You have to see who the Rabbanan meant to include in the Takana. So you have to see the sources to see what it appears the nature of the Takana to be. Like we'll talk about this. We got to do a little bit about Havdalah. We spoke a little about Havdalah, but within the Ramban's, we know the Rambam's interpretation of Havdalah, women are definitely chayiv, right? But the Ramban's interpretation of Avdallah, maybe not. Avdallah, the Ramban says, nothing to do with Zachor, right? Zachor is all about Kiddush, and not only that, Kiddush only Friday night. Kiddush during the day is a whole thing. So Avdallah, what are you kidding me? Avdallah's not Doraisa. The whole thing was invented midirabbanan, right? So that maybe women are going to be less chayiv, or maybe no. Maybe women were included in the takana of Avdallah as well. We saw the Rambam says the Zachor is Zachreu bit knisaso uvitziaso, right? And we said that that fits perfectly with the Rambam's general interpretation of what Kiddush is all about. What is Zachor all about? The king is coming. You got to make an announcement. You got to, and when the king leaves, you also got to make an announcement. You can't just let it go like, oh, later, king, you know, and then he just walks out. You got to make a big announcement about it, you know? So getting back to this, so you would think if you say that Shalosh Seudos is the Rabbanan, so it really depends. What did the Rabbanan say about women? Were they mechayev them or were they did they potter them? It's not so clear. So if you like Rav Soloveitchik's interpretation, so definitely they were mechayev them because they patterned all of the Rabbanans of Shabbos after the Daraisas of Shabbos. Exactly. They wanted it to be the same style. The whole Shabbos should have this feel to it on a Torah level, on a Darabbanan level. So therefore, they would definitely be Mechayev. So you could say that that's the Pshat in the Ran as well. The Ran saying that all of the Darabbanans of Onik Shabbos and stuff like that, women are included in as well. That's the way he wants to interpret it. Okay. But Rabbeinu Tam is clearly not learning that way. Rabbeinu Tam is learning that women are not included in the derabbanans of Shabbos as well. They're not included in, let's say, the mitzvah of eating three meals. They're not necessarily included in that. And they needed a separate reason to be included called Afhein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes. Right? So Lamaskana, he comes out the same way, but he says for a totally different reason, not because they patterned all of the derabbanans after the d'oraisas. He says because of a separate klal called afin ayubos hanes. Why do we eat three meals on Shabbos? Zecher leman, right? We saw the Gemara echlu hayom ki Shabbos hayom hayom lo timanse. I think those are the three hayoms. I think I got them right. So he says that the three hayoms written by the man. And did women enjoy the man or only the men enjoyed the man? Everybody enjoyed the man. Right? Even the people who complained about the man enjoyed the man. So everybody was benefited from this amazing phenomenon of lechem min hashamayim. So therefore, you can make the case that women should have to eat three meals as well because afin hayu ba'oso hanes. Right? That's the trivia question of the day. What bracha do you make on man? Right? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min hashamayim. Same multi lechem min haaretz, multi lechem min hashamayim. So, I don't think I made that up. I think that's written in real places. Is wheat considered lechem? Saying you had to do the same thing. No, you it says in the pasuk they would take it. It would look like pearls or something like that. It looked like some kind of fancy shiny stones. You take it, you grind it up, you make it into bread.
So it looks like the seed of
some sort of plant. Yeah. It's like lokein abdolach, right?
So it says it in different places.
Right. So it looked like, or Kizra God, you're talking about?
Kizra God.
Yeah. Yeah. So like it had some kind of, the only thing I could envision, it looks like some kind of pearl. You know, like some kind of shiny looking thing. And they would grind it up and it would they would make it into whatever, you know.
And then you eat it straight?
I don't think they ate it straight. It says in the pasuk that they used to grind it up, and they would make stuff out of it.
So what's so good about it?
I don't know. If you ever tried to grow wheat, it's a much lengthier process. So still impressive. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe you could eat it straight. I don't know. So that's one interpretation how you can learn pshat in the Ran, or you can say that the Ran agrees with the Urayim. The Ran might agree with the Urayim to say that really Shalosh Seudos and Oneg in general is Doraisa. So you say, of course, so if you say Shalosh Seudos is Doraisa, so it's very shayach to say that it's all the Doraisa's positive mitzvot of Shabbos are included in Zachoris Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So of course women are included in three meals on Shabbos because they're included in Zachor. They're included in Kiddush, they're included in Shalosh Seudos. So if the whole thing is Doraisa, it's Pashit. Right, so that you don't have to come on to end. And Rabbi Natam would be saying no. That Rabbi Natam would be saying that Oneg Shabbos is the Rabbanan, and therefore you have to come on to Afino Yubaoso Anes to include women as well. Okay, so I wanted to go off on a slight tangent about the discussion of Afino Yubaoso Anes. So we have it's only found three places in Shas. Right, what are the three places in Shas that it's found? Shabbos, Pesachim, and Megillah, right? So those are the three mitzvos where it says, Afino Yibosu Anes, that women were included in the Nes, and therefore they are chayiv to keep the mitzvah of
Hanukkah,
Purim, Megillah, and the four kosot, right? So you have those three times that women are chayiv. So the question really is that it? Are those the exclusive times where it says it, or maybe not? So this is discussion in the Balei HaTosfos, right? I don't have mine, so can I look on with you?
Yeah.
Thank you. So there's two slightly different Tosfos, one in Pesachim, one in Megillah. So he says, Pirish Rashbam. So first of all, you have this other, see the Rashbam is one of the Balei HaTosfos, but he also is the Rashi in Arvei Pesachim and in Baba Basra, whatever. So the Rashbam is quoted by Tosfos. He says, what does it mean, Afein Oyubosu Anes? Sha'al Yodam Nigalu. So it's interesting. So he says, the Rashbam's take is, it was because of the women that the Nes happened. Right? As Tosfos will point out, that's not the Iker Mashmos of the words. What's the Iker Mashmos of the words? They were included. They were also in it. Not that they did it. Right? So you know, you have to figure out what's pshat in the Rashbam. But the Rashbam says, what does it mean? It says, in Megillah, we've heard of Esther, right? She was pretty famous. And we have in Chanukah, we've heard of Yehudis. So that's interesting because
she didn't.
Yeah, so it really depends on how you understand the history of some of these Midrashim. I'm not an expert in most things, but certainly not in Jewish history. So the different midrashim and different sources for the stories of Hanukkah, it's quite possible that the story of Yehudis was a separate story, which we just choose to also celebrate on Hanukkah, because it was around the same time, right? So it was during the second Beis HaMikdash, so we sort of throw in the story of Yehudis together with the other. But there are some midrashim which indicate that she was the sister of the Maccabees, that she was one of the Hashmonaim. And so we celebrate the Nes of the Pach HaShemen, but Lemaisa, if we would have been killed by the opposing siege, then we wouldn't have had chances to light candles because we would have all been dead. So it was still a major geula that. Oh, so I just think it means that she was a major player in the Nes. So it wasn't like she was. No, Esther wasn't the only one who did it. Also, Mordechai was pretty important. Okay, fair enough. And so too, in the third one, you say, Bischus Noshim Tzidkanios Sheba'oso Hador Nigalu. Right? I think, and then Tosfos asks the Kasha of a Kosher Loshen, Afein Mashma Shehein Tfelos. They were the secondary protagonists. They were not the main protagonists, right? So I think you say the Rashbam would obviously not bothered by this Kasha because he had the same words in his Gemara, not really a hard Kasha to ask. So I think the answer to your kasha is also the answer to Tosfos' kasha. The Rashbam is learning, Afein Hayu Ba'oso Anes means most of the time, and at least up until modern times, women were the behind-the-scenes players in things. They weren't upfront and personal in terms of dealing with the world. So Afeno Yibosan Nes means that they actually played a role up front. Even the women played a role in this nes. Not that they were the only ones who caused the nes. I mean, Nashim Tzidkaniyos in Mitzrayim were not the only reason we were redeemed, right? And I'm saying that's a medrash that says b'schus Nashim Tzidkaniyos, they caused, their merit was very great in this miracle. But Moshe Rabbeinu played a role. You know, Aaron HaKohen played a role. And Miriam played a major role. But he's not talking about Miriam in this particular context, you know? So it just means that they were even involved on the front lines, as opposed to in usual cases, they were not on the front lines. They were not. And so in these three Nisim, we bedafka want to include the women because they were part of the Nes process. Usually they're just part of Klal Yisrael. They're part of the salvation, the people who got saved, not part of the ones who caused the salvation. They're not the heroes of the story. But in these three cases, they were among the heroes of the story. I think that's what the Rashbam is talking about. But Tosfos says, what do you have to come on to that for? Just say, they were included, as in they were also in big trouble when this nes came about. Right? So that's the...
What's the suffix?
The suffix? Where's the suffix? Where?
The second line in...
But also suffik, meaning they were in doubt of being destroyed. Mashma, but also sakana. And he quotes the Yerushalmi's lashon is they were in the suffik; they might have been killed, right? Lashmid la rog la beid, right? They might have been destroyed along with the men. V'hoda amrina, right? It says anashim and anashim v'taf, right? Men, women, and children would have all been killed, right? So then he says v'ha. So that's the first machlokes. So stop right there. So we just plug that back into our machlokas between the Rashbam and the Ran, between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran. It could be that the Ran doesn't want to come on to Afeno Yibosa Nes, because he holds that they have to be the major players in the Nes. The women ate the mun just like the men ate the mun, right? It wasn't, and we know that even if you want to say that, well, it was in the Sechus of women, but the mun was in the Sechus of Moshe Rabbeinu, no? Was the Anania covered were in the schus of Aaron HaKohen, the Mun was in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Be'er was in the schus of Miriam. So you can't say that women played the major role in the Mun, right? So that's so you have to say that it's probably Pashtus is neither Rabbeinu Tam nor the Ran is learning like Rashbam, but you know, just their machlokas sort of precludes, certainly Rabbeinu Tam's shita precludes holding like the Rashbam, and the Ran probably doesn't hold like him either, because he could have just rejected it for that reason. He could have just said, why saying Afen Boyo Oso Anes? That's only when they were the heroes of the story, not when they were just beneficiaries. But he doesn't. He says, why are you even coming on to that? You can just easily say, meaning Mashma, he would agree with Rabbeinu Tam if it was necessary, but it's not. So that's point number one. Now Tosfos asks the Kasha, so wait a second. Why by Sukkah are women potter? They were included in the Nes of Sukkah. Right, they enjoyed the sukkah just as much as the men did, probably. So he says back, no, because sukkah is doraisa. Arba kosos derabbanan tiknu gam lenashim kevan shahayu boso anes. Meaning what? What's the pshat in that Tosfos? Actually, before you answer that question, let's read the other Tosfos just to see a little bit of a contrast. Okay. Skip to the second part of the Tosfos. Yesh maksha lamali hakesha. Why do I need zachar v'shamar? And why do I need, if you're chayiv and chametz, you're chayiv and matzah? Kol sheyesh no bal tochal chametz, yesh no bekum echol matzah. Teipuk le mitam shehin hayu ba'oso hanes. Yesh lomar mishum dahay taima lo mechayva elamide rabbonon. Ilav me hakesha. There wouldn't have been a hekesh, they would have only been chayiv on a level of derabbonon. So contrast those two answers. Again, let's read the Lashon of the first Tosfos, right? So he says, Ki basukos oshavti hasam ba'asei de'oraisa avo arbakosos de'rabbanan tiknu gam le'nashim kevan shiv oso anes. And the other Lashon of Tosfos is lo mechaiva elamid de'rabbanan. Is that the same thing or something different?
It's different.
What's the difference?
Because the Tosfos and Pesachim seems to say that once there's a Doraisa, that's the Zman Groma, it excludes the possibility of... Meaning, Afin Hayabos of Anais is a Durabanan rule to things they create, but they don't apply it to Dereses.
Oh, right. And what about the other?
But the Tosfos and Megillah would be saying that the Durabanan applied the rule of Afin Hayabos of Anais to Dereses of Chiyuvim for men.
And how chayiv would the women be?
Durabanan.
Oh, so that's what many want to say is the chilik, right? I think Prima Gadda brings that out. Not sure. So the many want to say the chilik in the answers of Tosfos is Afein Hayiboso Anais is a svara de Rabbanan. It's not a svara de Oraisa, right? We know that there are sometimes svaros min haTorah. Sometimes the Gemara will say a kal v'chomer, or they'll just say svarahu lamali kra svaru, right? Why do I even need a pasik? It's a pashit svara. Svaras can work on a level de Oraisa, right? The ultimate svara is what we call a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is a very logical argument with a good raya, right? It's the ultimate logic. So, but there's other logic which is very good too, right? And then there's logic on a level of derabanan. There's logic, for example, asur lehanos min olam hazeh below bracha, says the Gemara in the first daf in the sixth parak in brachas, right? You're not allowed to get hanah. Why do we have a concept of bracha rishona? The answer is asur lehanos min olam hazeh below bracha. How could you get benefit from God's world without making a bracha first? Right? That's a svara. It's a svara. Is it a doraisa svara? So there is a Pnei Yeshua claims yes, but the rest of the world claims no. Right? There's a Kavachomer that's rejected. The Kavachomer gets all the press. Right? All the good publicity goes to the Kavachomer, but the Kavachomer is actually rejected. Kavachomer would be Doraisa. Look in the Tosus on that daf. What is it, Memhei and Brachas? I think it's Memhei. Lamedei. No, I'm making this up. I'm wrong on both counts. No, Lamedei Yemed Aleph, I think. So look in the Tosfos. Oh, there's a brachas right here. Look at the brachas right here. So, oh boy, it's a crumb-filled brachas. Anyway, ay ay ay. Yeah.
Was that the right page?
Don't learn from this daf on Pesach. Anyway, so Tosfos here says lefun of lo kolshkin lav kal v'chomer. This is not a real kal v'chomer. Im kein te bracha de lefun of midaraisa. If so, bracha rishona would be deraisa. Meaning, think about the kal v'chomer. It's not a real kal v'chomer. If when you're satisfied, you're mechuyev to thank Hashem, so kol shekein, when you're hungry, really? I'd say it's a fairly good argument, but a kal v'chomer needs a real kal and a real chomer. Here, it's not pashut that the kal is kal and the chomer is chomer. It's just a svara. But even so, Tosfos, it happens to be we reject this kal v'chomer. But in the end, we say just the last line, or second to last line, in the medium-sized lines, it says, "Ela svarahu asur lo la'adam sheyenem in olam hazeh below bracha." So how compelling is that svara? I don't know, give it a statistical number, but lamaisa, let's say if you have a svara which is 99%+ compelling, that's doraisa. If you have a svara which is 75% compelling, that's derabanan. If it's only 50% compelling, maybe the Rabbanan didn't even make such a takana, you know? So here also, the concept of afino yiboso anes, it's not 100% compelling. It's a, you know, 75% compelling svara. So the Rabbanan only instituted on a level of derabanan, not a level of deraisa, right? So then the question is, exactly what format did it take? The Tosfos in Meseches Psachim seems to indicate it only works on mitzvos derabbanan. If the Rabbanan invented the mitzvah and women were also included in it, so they're going to include women in the mitzvah too. So the Rabbanan invented Dalet Kosos, and they invented Megillah, they invented Chanukah, and therefore they say, who should we include? Well, it makes sense to include women, right? Afeinu Yiboso Anais, so they should be included, right? That's the Tosfos in Psachim. The Tosfos in Megillah sounds like, no, it's stam a svara midrabanan. What do you mean a svara midrabanan? The women are included in even mitzvos deraisa, just on a derabanan level. Meaning, let's say there's a concept of chinuch midrabanan. The kids are chayev. We talked about this earlier. Let's say a child eats a full meal. He's chayev to bench. Is he chayev to bench min haTorah? No. He's chayev to bench midin chinuch. That's a chiyuv midrabanan. Right? So he's a chayev midrabanan to do a mitzvah d'oraisa. So too, a woman would be chayiv to eat matzah. She would be chayiv to keep d'oraisas, sit in the sukkah on a level of d'rabbana, not on a level of d'oraisa. So she's in the same category as the men in terms of the chiyuv of the mitzvah, but she's only chayiv midrabbana. I don't know. Well, nafkamina, let's say she has a suffik or something like that, right? So, or let's say she's a chola she'ein bo sakana. Let's say she's in a situation where she's only the rabbanan would not be machmir, but midaraisa we would be machmir.
So time bound.
No, so that we say even though it's time bound, we still say afino yibo so'aneis, and therefore she's chayiv in it midrabbana. So, in the end of the day, this answer in Tosfos only comes out to be that women are only chayiv midrabbanan. The question is, how chayiv are they? I'm sorry, the answer to how chayiv are they is they're only chayiv midrabbanan. But the question is, does that only apply to mitzvos derabbanan and anything that's d'oraisa is out, right? Or does it even apply to mitzvos d'oraisa, just they're only chayiv on a level of derabbanan? So that's a good question. That's perhaps the machlokis and the two answers in Tosfos. And then we have a third approach in Tosfos, quotes from often quoted Bala Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim Tirets. He gives a different answer. Desolka Daitach Lemiftara Migzeir Shavet Tezvav Tezvav Dechaga Sukkos. We would think that since we know that women are potter from Sukkah, right, that if you learn the end of the second parak in Sukkah, they discuss where do we get the fact that women are pater from Sukkah. Maybe they should be chayiv. So the Gemara darshan's the p'tur. Right, why are women are pater from Sukkah? But we want to darshan a gzeir shava that just like they're pater from Sukkah, they should be pater from eating matzah. Because a gzeir shava tezvav tezvav. So we say, not so fast, not so fast. Afin hayu ba'oso anes. So what's going on here? So many want to interpret this Tosfos as that it's two deus in Tosfos as to what the status of Afin Oyubosu Anes is. According to the first answer and the answer in Psachim, Afin Oyubosu Anes is only a Svara Midirabbanan. However, Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, he's not learning like that. He should have just grabbed onto that answer and not come up with a different answer. Anytime Tosfos says a second answer, you have to ask yourself, why didn't they like the first answer? Right? So this Balatosos is saying, I don't like that answer because I don't think Afein Oyuboso Anes is a Svara de Rabbanan. It's a Svara de Oraisa. I don't think it's a Svara de Rabbanan. And therefore, we want to argue that women are really chayiv, anything they're chayiv in Afein Oyuboso Anes, they would be chayiv min ha-Torah. They would be chayiv min ha-Torah. However, they still needed the svara. They still needed the svara by what was the original question there? Pesach. By Pesach, we still need to tell that women are chayiv in dalid kosos and they're chayiv in eating matzah on Pesach midaraisa. Because you would have thought that maybe we shouldn't say the hekish of kol sheyeshno. We shouldn't say the hekish that women are chayiv to eat matzah because kol sheyeshno in the iser of chametz is included in the chiyuv of matzah. Because there's offsetting Gzeira Sakosim of Tezvav to pater them. So once we say Afino Yibosanes, we know that we want to include them, and therefore we should darshan the pasuk that includes them, not the pasuk that excludes them. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, because correct, because once we have Ha'ezrach, so we know that we're not going to include them from Tezvav Tezvav. That's the idea. So that was the Gemara in Sukkah. We say from Kiddushin also. Oh, right, because you get to the Zman Grama Sugyas in Lama Dalet over there. So you have the Gemara in Kiddushin has the same drasha as the Gemara in the end of the second parak in Sukkah. So yeah. So that's because we would think to include them dafka because we know they're chayiv and matzah because of the hekish. So maybe include them in Sukkah as well. So we have Ha'ezrach to pater them. But you could say the flip side too. Once we have Ha'ezrach to ponder them, maybe you should say Tezvav Tezvav applies back to Achilas Matzah, and they should be potter from Achilas Matzah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, we don't say that, because Afin Oyuboso Anes, Afin Oyuboso Anes is enough to be Machayiv them. but we would have thought not to be mechayev them because the reverse gzera is tezvav tezvav. So therefore, we need what? Yeah, I'm not holding exactly in the Gemara, but I'm just saying that that basically, if you put everything together, so we wouldn't dafka use afino yibos anes because it might have been contradicted by the gzera sakasiv. And therefore, we need a separate hekesh to include them. But einachinami, had we not been jaded by that other gzeiras hakasuv, we would have just said afino yibos anes, and that would have been fine to be mechayev them on a level of daraisa. That's what he's saying.
But according to this, if you were to apply afino yibos anes to sukkah directly, according to this Tosfos, which says that you can do that, then there would be no Gzeir Shav Tevav Tevav.
There would still be a Gzeir Shav. We learn out a lot of things from that Gzeir Shav.
But no, the Gzeir Shav would exist, but it wouldn't apply because you'd be Chayav in Sukkah also.
But we have a separate Gzeir Sakasav over there. That's why I'm saying I don't want to get into this Gemara in terms, it's a technical Gemara in terms of where we learn the Chiyav and the Ptur. You read the Gemara, you'll see that, like, if you just put all your variables on the table, you'll see that you can't use Afin Oyevo Sanes under these circumstances. That's what he's saying.
You know, that was only the Tosfos in Mustafa.
No, the Tosfos in Megillah too.
No. What I'm saying is that if you were to this Tosfos,
I understand what you're asking. I'm just saying that if you want, go look up the Gemara, work out all the variables, and see how it plays out. And if you still have the question, then I'll definitely try to work on it with you. I'm saying that the Tosfos is basically saying if you put all the variables on the table, Afin Oyevo Sanes won't help you by anything. It won't help you under these circumstances. Okay. All right. So,
I don't see how if women are chayav d'oraisa and chayav d'rabbanan, how they can end up after afeno hayul tovanes end up being more chayav than d'rabbanan.
Because you're cheshbening things under a rubric of. If it's d'oraisa, they're going to be more chayiv. If it's d'rabbanan, they're going to be less chayiv. So we demonstrated that that's not so. We said, let's say by tefillah. If tefillah is d'oraisa, like the Rambam says, then women are very much not so chayiv in tefillah. They're chayiv in a minimal amount of tefillah per day. If tefillah is all d'rabbanan, like the Ramban, so then if the rabbis included the women in the chiyuvim of tefillah, which the Gemara seems to indicate that they did, so then women have to daven at the very least chakras and mincha every single day. You know? But if it's d'oraisa, so then really all they have to say every day is a little bit of shevach, bakosh, and hodaya. They could be yotzei with birchas hashachar or whatever. So like, sometimes it's just the details work out as such that they could be less chayiv in a d'oraisa and more chayiv in a d'rabbanan. It's just, but it's not because bigger and stronger. It's just because that's the nature of the particular mitzvah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, the derabanan is more detailed than the deraisa.
Well, in these cases, certainly it's true. Meaning, if these would have been deraisas, so sukkis is deraisa. Women are pater from the sukkah. They're pater from dalet minim. But Chanukah is derabanan. But the rabbanan dafka included women in Chanukah, and therefore they're chayiv. That's the idea. Okay. So plugging this back in, also we see that if you hold that afino yibos anes is a svara min haTorah, you don't have to say automatically that Rabbi Natam is arguing on the Urayim. You don't have to say that he's arguing on the Urayim because he could have just said that it's halacha l'moshe miSinai, not necessarily included in Zachor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, and therefore, but women are still chayiv min haTorah because of afino yibos anes. Now, most likely, that's not what he holds. Saying if Rabbi Natan would have held afino yibos anes is d'oraisa, I feel like one of the Tosfos would have spoken up, and they wouldn't have to. No offense to Rabbi Yosef Yishu Rishalayim, I'm sure he was pretty awesome, but like Rabbi Natan is like one of the main Balei HaTosfos. You know, so like I'm sure he would have gotten a shout out in the Tosfos if he holds afino yibos anes is d'oraisa. You know, so Pashta says he holds it's the Rabbanan, and therefore he's still stuck with the same machlokas between Tosfos and the Ran, according to this particular thing. Just interesting, one of the main nafkaminas that's brought out, if you look in sources 7 and 8, so we know that women are chayiv, the Shulchan Aruch writes, in arba kosos, and in all of the mitzvos of the Seder. Really? The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara says women are chayiv in matzah min haTorah, and they're chayiv in dalet kosos mid derabbanan, right? Because afino yibosu anes. Matzah is because of the hekish, and dalet kosos is because of afinayu. So where do you come out saying that women are chayiv in all the mitzvos alayla? So that's not so clear. So, but the Mishnah Brura here says afino yibosu anes applies to all the mitzvos alayla, and he says which ones? Matzah, maror, and haggadah. Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, Chayiv. All the mitzvahs alayla. So again, so you have to play out the cheshbon. You have to say, if Afino Yiboso Anes is like the teretz of the Gemara in the Tosas and Pesachim, so it should really only apply to the Rabbanos. If it's like the teretz in Megillah, so then of course it applies to all the mitzvahs alayla, just on a Rabbanon level. They only Chayiv in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim mid the Rabbanon, right? But if you like Rabbi Yosef Yishu Yerushalayim, so no, they're chayiv in Dalet Kosos Midrabbanan, because nobody's chayiv in Dalet Kosos Midraisa, because the whole thing's an invention Midrabbanan. But they're chayiv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Midraisa, because Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is Afino Yiboso Anes. It just didn't get mentioned in the Gemara. That's the problem. So if you say that, it's Iker Chasim and Asefer. Others give different answers as to why women could be chayiv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maybe it's part of the Hekish, because we know that Matzah and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim are integrally linked to one another, right? Talmud Lomar Ba'avur Zeh Lo Amarti El B'Shar Sheish Matzah Umar Munachim Lefonecha. You're only allowed to have Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim together with the Matzah and the Mara. And since women are chayiv in Matzah and Mara, because they're chayiv in Karban Pesach, they're chayiv in Matzah and Mara B'Zman HaZeh D'Rabbanan, but they're still technically chayiv in Mara for the same reason, so maybe they're also chayiv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But Lamaisa, if you say, you could say Afinah Yibos HaNeis only applies to D'Rabbanans, maybe women are only chayiv in D'Rabbanan. Then Chaschinach has an Arichus on this, where he tries to figure out, why do we assume, Poshet, that women are chayiv in all the mitzvahs of the night. Okay, so there's a little bit of a side topic within the idea of Afinah Yibos HaNeis, but for our Shabbos Dika purposes, so we say that Rabbeinu Tam throws in the fourth most famous Afein HaYiboso Anes, that women are chayiv to eat three meals on a given Shabbos because of the rule of Afein HaYiboso Anes. And the Ran says, no, it's all about Zachar V'Shamar. So we said that it could be included in Machlokas whether Oneg Shabbos is Doraisa Dorabonin like the Urayim. Could be that they both don't hold like the Urayim, but the Ran is assuming, like our Salvechik's Vort in the Rambam, that it's all part of the same Zachar V'Shamar package. So we'll have to see. But halacha l'maisa, women are definitely chayiv to eat three meals over the course of a Shabbos. Just the question we're trying to figure out is why. All right. So, Mitchum, tomorrow we'll wrap up this unit, and we'll try to at least get started on the next one, which is perhaps a secondary way to view the chiyuv of seuda on Shabbos. Have a great day, guys.